is Dorothy Fawn, also known as Lily Mon, Flower Cannon, and you're listening to the Two Dads in a Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the last podcast of 2020.
Ever. Oh, yeah, 2020. Right.
I mean, we all know the world's going to end. Dude, so this morning, it's freaking 7:30. I've had 2 hours of sleep because, naturally, the last day of the year, I got to get the worst sleep I've had in a long time, right? The missus
Yeah,
wakes me up.
I feel you. I feel you for sure.
The missus wakes me up at 7:30. I've had 2 hours of sleep, and the car's dead in the driveway behind the other car. So I throw on my shoes with no socks. I'm literally just wearing like a Christmas sweater and a pair of shorts and go outside in below freezing weather and have to push the car down the driveway and push it enough to where we can park it onto the road. So I couldn't help but apply the metaphor that the car was 2020 and the driveway is our life. So cars 2020, driveways are life, and we're pushing it out. We're getting
Just
rid of
get
it.
it the fuck
Yeah,
out of
yes,
there.
get it the fuck out. Dude,
Now,
my body
I had
is
some
so sore and achy still.
similarly bad luck early in the week where I locked my keys in the garage, which is separated from the house,
Oh no.
with the garage key attached. And so I had to break into my garage, but I didn't want to bust a window, and it was scarily easy for me to break in some garage.
I mean, look, if somebody's trying hard enough, they're going to break into something. I don't know if you've
Oh,
ever seen.
I got in less than 5 minutes. Apparently, with the screwdriver, it's very easy.
Oh, wow. There's a guy on YouTube called the Lockpicking Lawyer, if you've never seen him.
No,
He
I
is
haven't.
nuts, dude. He literally can pick any lock.
Ooh, that's crazy.
I saw his newest video. Somebody sent him a lock. It was a bike lock, and it was supposed to be like one of the most
Oh yeah.
difficult bike locks you could ever get undone. I
And those
think
get
they're even called
expensive
like
too.
kryptonite or something.
Yeah,
Well,
those get expensive.
the dude who sent it in to him had to call a locksmith, and the locksmith couldn't get it open. And the guy told him about the lockpicking lawyer, and he's like, "Well, this guy can open up anything." And the guy's told him, "Oh no, those videos are fake or whatever." So the lockpicking lawyer literally opened it up on camera with no cuts, no edits, showed it
Yeah.
off, and picked it in less than 30 seconds.
That's crazy. Is he a lawyer?
He is actually a
Also,
lawyer, yeah.
okay.
It's kind of
Well,
funny. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
if you're a parent and you've ever had like locks in the house, you're an amateur lock picker
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%.
inevitably somebody locks the door and shuts it just to be funny.
Well, this
And
guy, watch him enough and you'll figure out how to do some of this stuff, but
so I guess we were gonna do a top five rundown
of 2020.
for 2020. I'd call them pop events,
Yeah,
pop
global events,
culture,
pop culture, stuff that happened in the world in general.
right?
Some of the major points for each of us, what meant
Yeah.
the most to each of us, or what stood out the most. So,
And I guess I can go first this time around. My number five is going to be the presidential election. I'm not going to get too deep into
definitely.
politics because I know it. I mean, we're in
It's a very touchy subject, man, and
yeah,
it
okay.
shouldn't be, but you say one thing, either right wing or left wing, to the wrong person, and they are
Yeah.
literally going to blow up in your fucking face and treat you like you just murdered their entire family and shit on their dog. Like, it blows my mind how passionate and how much of somebody's identity lies behind politicians who don't give a shit that they even exist.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a perfect politician, but that's the reason why it's number five and not number one, because while I'm grateful that Agent Orange isn't in office anymore, the alternative, like the Republicans still got the Republican president they wanted. His name was just but Joe Biden. So that's why it's not number one. It's number
Yeah.
five.
I mean,
Like we accomplished something, but we still
there's
like
a
lesser two
long, long
evils.
road to correcting what has gone on, and hopefully getting to a better place. As our generation gets older and more of our generation becomes politicians and gets in those offices, I think things are going to start to flip a little bit, but corruption is just way too rampant.
We keep that positive energy rolling to 2021.
Let's do it. Let's get this positive.
What's your number five?
Moving into my number five is the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yes.
Man,
a lot went into this, including Dolly Parton herself donating $1 million+ to, was it fund research or was it to help develop, to help produce more of them?
I'm not 100% sure, but the vaccine, what blows my mind with the vaccine is it took less than a year. Scientists were able to roll out a 95% plus effective vaccine and begin to administer it before the new year was over.
Let's be honest. Vaccines don't get made in under a year. Takes a couple years.
Us, though, as a people, as a population, as, you know, as citizens of the freaking earth, is what can be accomplished if we put funding in the right places.
Like the education system?
Education, science, letting these people and giving them the funds to do what they need to do. Yeah. Whoa, we got a freaking vaccine in 9 months.
And a lot of this came from there was so many contributions made.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Yes.
I couldn't get the word out.
And it was people all around the world coming together. But what gets me is there were so many people from all around the world came together, worked together to create this thing to save the world, pretty much. I mean, like, we have never seen this amount of cooperation from everyone. And I love it. I love it.
We'll move to my number four.
Yes, we will.
And my number four is Tiger King, the documentary that gave us a good solid month or so.
The documentary that is soon going to be a TV show about the documentary. I love it. I love it. I still haven't watched it, but I know enough about it that I don't need to watch it. Like, I see so many updates and stuff on it, and it every new update I hear, it's like, oh, wow, this dude's in jail now? Like,
well, this documentary was particularly exciting for me because it was... So I listened to this other podcast, last podcast on the left, and they had covered the new story for... They'd been covering it for a couple years on updates and stuff. Every like, a couple times a year, they would update on the story, and then like they make this documentary based off this crazy story I've been hearing, and finally you get to sort of
kind of see a little bit more. I did hear it was very biased towards the Tiger King himself.
Well, but not really.
Documentaries like, tend to have some bias one way or another.
They did a good job making sure everybody basically equally looked like assholes.
Because that's what I've heard. Like, everybody who had anything going on with the whole thing were just terrible people altogether.
The only like savior in the story was the one armed chick who I think is a man now.
Right on. I mean, what better way to end the saga? So my number four is all the movies that came out that we got to sit at home and watch. All these brand new movies. We had so many amazing movies and stuff that released in theaters that they simultaneously released so you can rent or watch at home the same day. And it was fantastic. You know, you have movies like Hamilton that released, which was technically a Broadway performance, but it was fantastic. You had Soul, which just released this, you know, in December, and fantastic movie. Originally was going to be in theaters. They just released it on Disney Plus with no extra subscription. And then you had all these other movies that they, you know, we got the theater at home experience with, you know, Vudu and Amazon movies and Google movies. You had that same day, and it literally just cost what a couple movie tickets would have cost. It for some people, it's less than going to the movies with their family. You know, if you have 3-4 people, it costs less to rent it for 24 hours, and you can watch it as much as you want in that 24 hours.
See, when we went, like, Pickerington, when we were living there, their theater had a new sort of, like, they They did what most theaters are doing and revamping to much less seats, but like nicer reclining seats and stuff like that.
Yeah, better seats, better projectors. And
yeah, and we were going with the kids. This was still about a year ago. And they told us, like, you don't have to buy tickets for the kids if they sit in their lap. And that was cool. Whoa. Until like the next couple times later when
the kids me and Kasha went. Sit in the lap. And,
no, me and Kasha went and we just bought one seat and got judged. It was saving us money, though.
Yeah, I mean,
dude. Come on. The price of popcorn in a soda, you gotta just want some. I mean, she was uncomfortable with me sitting in her lap, but it was still a good movie.
Nice.
What number are we on?
Are you on now? Number three. Number three.
Are we doing this? Checking. What are we on? Number three?
Number three.
Am I doing this one?
You are. You're on number three.
So my number three is the Twisted Tea Can Smack.
Oh, it's very recent.
But it is very recent. It was so glorious.
Dude, like, it just slid in there. That it made.
Like, we talked about doing this last Thursday, and then just over the weekend, this just slid into number three.
No. This slapped into number three. This one came out of nowhere. Full right hook with a twisted T.
And from our home area of Northeast Ohio, man, what better place?
Oh, goodness.
I think it was Olmsted, which is just about an hour away from both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so glorious.
I know you sent me a meme on it, and there's so many memes that have already appeared from this thing. Did you see the last one I sent you? It was from Star Wars. It was General Grievous.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you ready? And he pops out, and instead of lightsabers in each of his hands, it's a can of twisted tea. And when the lightsabers come on, instead of the vzz, it's the sound of a can popping open. The person who did this took way too much time, and I love them for it.
Being from Columbus, it was always Arizona. But you know what? That could change.
I
think I'm a changed man after this year because of that.
Yeah, that one was good.
What was your number three?
So my number three is the Four Seasons Total Landscaping. So, you know, not to get into the politics of it, just how much of a goof this was and how ridiculous it was, where Trump announced that they were going to have this big press conference at the Four Seasons in Philadelphia,
right?
And then later clarified that it was happening at Four Seasons Total Landscaping. On the outer edges, like on the outside of Philadelphia, with a dildo shop and a crematorium like right next to each other. Like,
you can't write this stuff, man.
This 2020, like, has been the reality show that nobody asked for.
Cartoons such as The Simpsons and South Park and stuff like that is supposed to be satire.
It is supposed to be satire, but
like, there's supposed to be
a subtle
hint of sarcasm and satire, and we're just...
If you're familiar with the satire news, Onion News, they didn't write any articles for a while because they were running out of material. The stuff that they were writing seemed too realistic.
Like, dude, stop stealing our thing, man.
Oh, man. So, that was my number three, just because of the sheer absurdity. Oh, and they've totally capitalized on it. They are totally capitalizing. They've got merchandise now. They've got shirts and mugs that you can buy. And I'm very tempted to support this and buy one of these mugs. So, all right. Well, I think that moves us on to number two.
Number two. My number two is going to be the release of Run the Jewels' fourth album, RTJ4.
Right on.
It was in the midst of all this shit going down in 2020, people getting shot for no reason, executed on the streets, protests, tear gases. They release one of the most politically conscious albums I've ever heard in my life. It is such a good blend of just, I can't even describe it. It's a great album.
I'll definitely have to check that out, because I admit I haven't listened to a whole lot of music this year, like new music. But there has been a lot of stuff that released. I mean, what, Eminem just came out of nowhere with two brand new albums, I think it was.
Yeah, Music to Be Murdered By was this year. It was actually on this list that just cuts that
just
didn't make it
because it's such a good album. Yeah.
But the RTJ4 album, it mixes old school hip hop with new age sound.
Ooh, see, that would be right up my alley because I like a lot of the old school feel much more.
It is so like just dirty and angry in a good way, and the lyrics are potent.
I'll have to have you send me a link to this.
They don't fucking pull punches. Like, they are just hammering everybody. They're taking everybody out on that album.
Well, I mean, 2020, just about everybody needs to be taken out.
It's just too bad they couldn't tour it. Same thing with Foo Fighters. They were planning to do their 25th anniversary tour, and the skit he did on, I don't know if it was skit or if it was true, but he was on one of the late shows, I think Colbert, and they had like Coors Lights cans with Foo Fighters 25th anniversary on it tour. Not just 25th anniversary, but 25th anniversary tour and t-shirts and all that shit for their big launch. Like, you got to make that shit in advance. It takes a long time to get that merch.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have to do like a 25 plus one. I think we talked about this where somebody just goes in with Sharpies and just writes plus one to each piece of merch.
So what's your number two, sir?
So my number two is the Pentagon releases UFO videos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a breakthrough, man.
And it was so under the radar. No pun intended with that. But it just came out of left field.
It was almost as if it wasn't really identified. It was sort of unidentified in the media. It was sort of this unidentified.
You're stretching this a little too thin here. But no, it literally just came in out of nowhere. The Pentagon's just like, oh, hey, yeah, we've got some UFO videos. Here you go.
You know where the listeners can find some great UFO talk, though? If they subscribe to our Patreon and listened to our
shameless
interview.
Plug. Yes. Yes. No, dude, we legit got into some really
Bo
fun.
Billingsley. It was like 10 to 20 minutes of UFO talk with him.
Yeah, it was. It was really fun, though. But dude, it really, and they just released it completely to the public.
Yeah.
And that's what was really crazy. And when I do remember seeing some memes pop up around this time, and people are like, Pentagon, what you doing, man? It's 2020. We don't need this. We don't need these aliens.
The stuff I listen to, the from the podcast, the news I read, like, this was in my periphery.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was in my view.
But it just, it didn't really hit mainstream. And
well, I think, I don't know. I don't know what it all means yet. I don't know who knows what it means yet. And it's going to take more time, more documents being released, more testimonies. It's really what you need.
Yes. Yes. And not what's her name? Wrecking Ball chick.
Miley Cyrus.
Not Miley Cyrus, you know, describing how she went on a, you know, a drunken binge and got abducted by aliens. Because that was the thing that happened in 2020.
She came in like a wrecking ball, though.
She did.
I thought.
Okay.
It's okay. Yeah, we'll just brush past it. What were we on? Number one.
What was your most iconic moment of 2020?
One of the things that made me happiest this year was watching the drum battle between Nandi Bushell and Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah. That was that young girl who completely kills it.
8 or 9 year old phenom, like brilliant at drums, brilliant at guitar, brilliant at piano. And just watching their back and forth was hilarious and entertaining. And Dave Grohl, he bowed down. He consented.
Dude, he took it in stride.
He did say, like, you know, I'm a little rusty, but.
But no, she absolutely killed that. And the amount of content that released in 2020, because everybody was stuck at home and it's like, what the fuck am I going to do? Yeah. You know, you had that drum battle going on. You had people releasing like new covers and mashups and remixes, and just content in general this year has absolutely skyrocketed both in quantity and quality. And it's been great. Absolutely wonderful to see people come together, even if just virtually, and create all these amazing things like that. So absolutely. That's a great number one.
Yep. I loved it. It was a feel good story, and it makes you happy watching. So if you haven't seen them, go check them out. They're
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. So my number one is, it isn't as feel good, but it was such a huge portion of the year. And it's people around the world rising up to protest police violence and racial injustice and stepping up and joining together to bring light to things that have been going on for ages. While the protests, while these movements started because of some not so happy circumstances, you know, this brought people together around the world. There were protests in over 60 countries going on. And I, you know, again, we're talking about the vaccine. That's something to save the world. With this, this was just something to bring light to these injustices that have been going on for years upon years upon years. And finally, everyone around the world just, they're fed up with it. And so they really stepped up, and it was kind of heartwarming to see, even with all the violence and the brutality that was going on, the fact that people didn't back down. They kept pushing. They kept pushing. Not a whole lot has been done yet, but this put a lot of pressure, and it shone the light on a lot of things that need to change. And some small changes have happened. There have been some jurisdictions and some states that have rolled back funding on certain things. They've rolled out new programs for, you know, like 911 calls that are about mental health. You know, they're getting people in the right places. And it's only, you know, I'm keeping this optimism, as we talked about earlier. It's only going to get better and push forward the more the people push back. And I loved seeing that. And like I said, it was such a huge moment of 2020 overall. I just felt like, you know, something that was in the news, on social media, on, you know, it was talked about in every circle for months on end. I felt like that had to be my number one.
Yep. It's only going to get worse from here.
2021 is just 2020 plus one. Somebody had a Sharpie.
That's exactly it. So,
all right. Well, Felix, what is news with you?
What's news with you?
Yeah.
Beat you to it. That out.
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to create something, and I just push a button, and we just roll into it.
Can it be me? What's news with you?
We'll just have us talking over each other like we normally do.
What's news with you? Yeah. So I wanted to touch on a few things.
Yeah.
So first off, the black hole that has been discovered in the Milky Way is changing the colors of the stars around it, which is cool. That's just something cool I was going to throw out there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You talked about UFOs. The latest COVID-19 bill had included a 180-day countdown for UFO disclosures. So assuming nobody took that out, we could see another release of information.
Interesting. That's so weird that they would have that in the bill, but okay.
I know, but it was, hey, whatever. So Demon Slayer, the movie, not the anime, but the movie, has officially beat Spirited Away at the box office, which means I gotta go see that movie.
I need to watch the show. I need to watch the show.
Right. Right.
You know, I've heard amazing things. It overtook Titanic in Japan.
Yeah,
which I know. It blows my mind, because Titanic, crazy. How long ago did that movie come out and it held the number one spot for that long?
97 like, just, I don't know,
blows my mind that it so, you know, finally something beat it, and it was an anime movie of all things. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Right. So they're doing a new, the I don't know if it was a trailer. Yeah, it was a trailer for Superman and Lois. CW's bringing back the show from the 90s that everybody loved. Different actors, obviously.
Well, yeah.
So cool. I guess we'll see. We'll see what they do with it. It's the CW, so it'll probably be more of the same.
I mean, the CW romance shows aren't bad. Some of them are legit pretty good, but
I haven't gotten into many.
They're definitely geared towards like teenage.
Yeah.
You know, they're younger audience. You know, it's not so much meant for hardcore fans as it is for casual fans of the stuff.
Well, to God damn get it. A little we bit did more. All the heavy lifting. Give us more shit that we want to watch. There's a new costume for Spider-Man coming March 2021. It is like a silver body
for the video game.
Blue, no, for the comics.
Ooh.
Blue arm edges and the edge of the body, and then orange. This really cool orange detail on the spider and the webbing, and it looks fantastic. Exciting. It will. There's not much information about it, but they have announced it will be worn, donned by Peter Parker. But okay. What's not mentioned is whether or not somebody else is going to be wearing the classic suit or the classic colors. We don't know.
Interesting.
Not sure what's going to happen. Look for that in March.
I mean, there have been a few comics where the classic colors and the classic suit wasn't even in it, really, but maybe one issue of the comics or whatever. So that doesn't bother me at all. I like seeing new suits. No. I like seeing what it entails and the powers that kind of come with it.
The withholding of information makes it a little more tantalizing. What could they be doing?
Yeah.
So the final bit is a bit more somber news, a little more sad. Metal Face Doom passed away in October. They just announced it today. His family did announce it publicly.
Oh, wow.
Metal Face Doom, if you don't know, was actually somebody that we didn't know had passed away. I'd been trying to get him on the podcast for a few months. And he's described in a lot of circles as your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. He's this really unique and brilliant lyricist, MC. Everything he does is sort of with his own flavor, his own style. And it's a lot about superheroes. It's a lot about cartoons, like Saturday morning. He did a whole Saturday morning or Adult Swim cartoon sponsored album with Danger Mouse. And it's sad. To see him go, because another fun thing about him was half the time so you would go to see him live, it wouldn't even be him, because he always wore his metal mask when he was doing persona or anything like that. And so he would just hire other people to wear his mask and go on stage for him for the night. And apparently he did that so much, he even got Ghostface Killa from the Wu-Tang to do a show for him in his mask.
That's hilarious. So
why you would be pissed off at 1 second, wait, that's not even Metal Face. Like, if once you found out, you'd be like, oh, but it was Ghostface. I'm oddly...
He should have just pulled off the mask and upset. Just had a ghost.
But...
That's pretty funny.
We lost another one. I
honestly, I'm surprised they were able to keep it on the down low for that long.
I'm just sad about it. No more Metal Face. Man, he was a true nerd's nerd, too.
Well, I mean, they could keep his legacy alive by doing concerts of more people that aren't him.
Yeah, and I hope they do, because that's
really... Like, that would be really cool. That would be a really good, like, way to honor him.
That would be a really cool thing. I think it would be great, and I think it would go with his whole sort of style. So, what is news with you this week?
Honestly, I don't really have much. I did see in some good news, some positive news for...
I already said the UFO thing, man.
Medical field is Virginia has a new law that caps insulin prices at $50 a month, goes into effect Friday. So, goes into effect tomorrow. And honestly,
or if you're listening on the podcast, went into effect a few days ago.
Yeah, it went into effect on the first of the year. Well, let's go with that. On January 1st, on New Year's Day. So, I mean, that's pretty freaking awesome. You know, it's a good step. Yeah. And the more we see states take this route, you know, with capping prices of insulin, with legalizing recreational use and decriminalizing drugs, and the more we see that kind of stuff on state level, puts more pressure on a federal level. And I'm really liking what's coming out. There have been a lot of positives out of 2020.
Not in Ohio, though.
No, not in Ohio.
Not in Ohio.
Not in Ohio. Because Ohio, unfortunately, is full of northern rednecks. Doesn't make any sense to me. Like, but, you know. Anyway, you know, 2020 it's had a lot of good stuff hidden in all the crazy, you know, the murder hornets and the freaking... dude, I watched a video of a guy who was putting murder hornets in a tube, and he's literally just grabbing these hornets that are 2 fucking inches long with... He's just wearing gloves, and he's grabbing them and shoving them into this tube while they're alive.
Why is he shoving it into a tube?
Because he was... They were, like, transporting them away or something? I don't know, dude. But it was terrifying. It was terrifying. So murder hornets are real. They were a thing.
So with that, we're just going to run down some more feel-good stories.
So
just kind of...
Normally we do our favorite video game, of a specific console. We've been doing that for a while, but to run down the new year, I challenged, and apparently it was a big challenge. I challenged Felix here with, what was your favorite personal moment? Instead of favorite video game for the Xbox 360 or whatever, what was your favorite personal moments? What were some of the other ones that led up to this point? And, you know, I'll start this one a little bit because you started the top five. And, you know, while there was a lot of bad going on in our personal lives, there was a lot of good. There was a lot of new experiences that came out of this. And, you know, for example, I was able to go on walks, like nature walks and hikes with my family. This was my first full year.
And your friends.
Yeah, and your friends, because Felix and his family came along with a few of them, too.
I came along twice.
Yeah. And, you know, this was my first full year as a stay-at-home dad, as a full-time dad, and not having to work. And I'm like, man, we're going to do so much stuff. And then everything locked down.
COVID.
It's like, oh, so never mind. We can't do all this stuff that we originally planned. But we were able to do a lot more than anticipated. And
old job, I'll leave nameless. They invented COVID actually just to fuck you twice.
Probably. But, you know, being able to go out, you know, and the thing is, if you see me, if you watch the videos, I'm not thin. I am quite fat.
The camera adds 20 pounds.
Yeah, we'll go with that. You know, so going on hikes and these nature walks and stuff isn't normally something I would do. And apparently a lot of people this year felt the same, because I've read multiple articles that were talking about one of the best things that happened to people this year is they were able to get out and experience nature and go hiking. And
because that's all you could do.
Yeah. But, you know, it ended up being a lot of fun.
You know me, like we've talked about that. Me and the kids, we love going to find new trails everywhere we go. Like, we'll travel 2 to 3 hours to find a great trail to walk.
Oh, yeah. So. Like, we drove a decent way for some of these. And, you know, with the county that we live in, they have a nature walk challenge, you know, I think 2 or 3 times a year. And now that we did it for the fall, I'm definitely planning on doing it again for the spring, summer, and fall of 2021, because it was a lot of fun going on these trails, hiking. You know, I got this big hiking stick with a little medallion thing to put on it to prove that I did this thing. And, you know, it was a great way to feel like you were getting out and doing something while being a healthy way to spend time with other people as well. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
So no, like I will run through some of the subjects that didn't make it to my top five, because part of being locked up for a lot of the year was you did experience a lot of things on your computer, on your phone, on your TV.
Oh yeah.
So Mackenzie Scott, who is the ex-wife to Jeff Bezos, this year donated $4 billion to random charities.
And was still richer of the settlement before she started.
To me, that was a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Watching Harry and Meghan abdicate the throne.
Oh, dude, that was kind of nuts.
That was crazy. That was crazy. And just, from this point of view, you're like, why the fuck did you do that? But they're doing it out of a good place in their heart. So that I loved. Being able to watch The Last Dance and relive the championships that Michael Jordan had was awesome. Wet Ass Pussy, the music video. Schitt's Creek.
So with WAP, I have to bring this up, because I was reading something about WAP the other day. And if you're not unfamiliar with Ben Shapiro, he is a super, super conservative, like super right wing. And he has a podcast. And he thought it would be a really good idea to read the lyrics of WAP on his podcast. But he would not say pussy. He replaced it with the P word. And of course, he didn't say the N word, and neither will I. But
he won't say it on his podcast.
Yeah, correct.
He'll say
correct.
It with a strong R.
Yeah,
with his buddies,
with the hard R. But so somebody took that and put it onto the music. So they made Ben Shapiro sing WAP, and he's reading through this, and he's like,
"Oh God,
and,
did they? And did they?
They didn't auto-tune
his face over all the faces."
Yes. Yes, they put his face in the middle of the video. And and so it was him just dry reading this, and he's like, "And my wet ass p-word."
The description of dry reading itself.
it was good. It was good. If you need a good laugh, that's a good one.
So one of the, like, watching Schitt's Creek, the finale was amazing, and the season finale, you know, brought us all to tears. And so watching them just, like, fucking sweep the enemies at the Emmys.
That's Palpatine, how everybody standing in the back in the and like back just do it.
Yes.
Watching them sweep the Emmys was them because they deserved it. Being able to know that the Washington racial slur is now the Washington football team, and
they're just the Washington football team.
Yeah, they ditched the name.
They don't have a mascot anymore.
Purely due to pressure, they ditched the name within a month before football season, and so they didn't have enough time to develop anything else.
I do have to say, even though it was because of pressure, I appreciate that they actually did it.
I love the fact that their owner said straight-faced that he would never change the name of the team, like, a year or two ago.
And he didn't change the name.
No, I think it was just a year ago.
He didn't. He just removed it.
So, and the fact that Cleveland has announced that they're doing away with Indians. Now, the Native American culture is so deeply embedded in our area of the state. I wouldn't be angry or surprised if they kept if they did a good nod to the Native Americans, even though Cleveland Natives, you know, because there are so many Canadian hockey teams called the whatever city Natives. Like, you could do something like that. You could, in Cuyahoga, I don't know if that really rolls off the tongue as well, but there are so many.
There are a lot. And I remember taking field trips
still
and stuff to
give a nod
to different Native American grounds and historical spots and stuff. So
they're even saying with the Washington fucking football team, that the logo for the Washington football team was actually made by a Native American artist who was quite proud to have their art featured on something
on a national level. Yeah.
On a national level that you could still do an appropriate nod to Native Americans, be able to keep that logo for them, because
I mean,
it's a sense of pride for the tribe.
The Washington Natives. just everything is now the Natives.
Everything.
So yeah, we've got the Cleveland Natives versus the Washington Natives, and then next week they're facing off against the Indianapolis Natives.
Right. The only question that I still have about 2020 is TikTok illegal? What the fuck happened there?
No, dude. So it was threatened to be shut down seven times. And apparently they just forgot about it. They're like, oh, we're going to shut it down next week and ban it. And then they just forgot about it.
I still don't know what it is. My son still tells me about all the Tic Tacs he watches at his friend's house.
TikTok.
Like the clock.
Yes, TikTok like a clock.
Always on time with TikTok.
So do you remember Vine?
Oh, Vine was a superior TikTok, okay?
Okay, but
TikTok is just an
inferior.
Vine was better because
TikTok is an inferior Vine.
Videos as the guys running into Staples and then finding a pack of Staples and like, wow, they really do. And then you see them running towards a Dick's Sporting Goods going, come on, guys, come on.
Yes, TikTok is just an inferior Vine. That's what it is. But you know, talking about stuff that you got to watch, and then I'll move on to more of, you know, my moments and stuff, like personal moments. You know, I finally watched Mandalorian. I had to bring this up today.
Caught up.
I finally had to bring it up.
We can cross that one off the list.
Dude.
That's good, man.
Dude, I am so hyped for the Book of Boba Fett, Mandalorian Season 3, the Ahsoka Tano show. Oh, man, I am so
Obi-Wan supposed
hyped.
To come out.
Obi-Wan.
Be coming out in 2021, man.
And the Book of Boba Fett's supposed to come out next year, too. At the end of next year, but next year. Like, I am excited. And I can't say next year. I should say this year? I don't know. While we're recording this, it's only like 8 o'clock, so... on New Year's Eve. But, so going more, you know, we had those moments. We got to see more. We got to experience more as a third party, as somebody kind of looking into these big events happening. But of course, you know, we still had these major moments or these even small moments that meant a whole lot more to us in 2020 because we didn't have as many big moments. So you had to appreciate the smaller ones even more. Take, for example, you know.
We found each other again.
We did. We did.
Locked eyes and then lips.
Shh. I told you not to talk about that.
It's me winking. So
winking makes clicking sounds.
We've got to, we've gotten to talk to so many amazing people that we've always wanted to talk to.
I have stuff I wanted to talk about.
Oh, more of the me and you.
More
the off camera stuff? That's for our OnlyFans. We're not rolling that out for another month.
Okay, so empty pause there so we can cut that out. So
it's staying in, baby.
But we had so many smaller moments and some that really, for me personally, that stood out over the year. You know, back in February, we took my son, before everything got locked down, to a science center for his birthday. And it was such a magical experience. You know, he was only 3. And his eyes at every little thing we went up to in the science center just lit up. We planned on taking him to another one over the summer.
Really?
Yeah, like, yeah. We stuck his
Saoirse
finger.
3 didn't give a fuck about cosi. me and the wife were more excited than our kids were at cosi.
No, dude, he
and
loved
they did.
It.
They had Sesame Street. They had the whole like Sesame Street thing going on that time. Jim Henson.
Oh
stuff.
Man, the little dude would have freaked out over that. Dude, we had to like pull him away in tears. Away from some of this stuff, he was just having so much fun. And of course, the one thing that he ended up loving the most, because at the time he was obsessed with like marble videos and race car tracks, and he's still obsessed with race cars, but
yeah,
they had this big marble machine thing. So you put these wooden marbles in it and you crank it and it goes up and then it rolls down through these loops and stuff. And
oh, hell yeah, man. We bought a marble tower for my kids a couple years ago. And I got more joy out of it than they
oh,
did.
I bet. But he, man, it was just an absolutely magical trip for everyone. He absolutely loved it. I have the pictures on my phone. And, you know, I've gone through and just kind of scrolled through old pictures every once in a while through the year, because sometimes you just need that pick me up. And that is definitely one of those moments. And then the other major one before we talk about the biggest moment of the year for Felix and I is helping Tired Mom get her book finished. So we've talked about this a couple times on the podcast, but she's been writing a book for a while. And as of, I want to say it was just a few weeks ago, she is completely finished. So every chapter is finished, sent to her editor. It's getting back to her. And it has been an incredible journey. And being able to help her with both the story and giving my input and being with her every step of this journey has definitely been a major highlight of the year for me and for Tired Mom. And it's been crazy. It's been hard. And the fact, you know, I couldn't be more proud of her. She works full time. She's an amazing wife. She's an amazing mom. And she wrote an entire book and she's starting on book 2 already. And, you know, we're working on getting the funding together to get the book published by the end of 2021. And it's been a wonderful journey that, you know, I don't know if we weren't forced to stay at home that we would have gotten it done the way we did. I really don't. And, you know, and I say we, man. But, you know, of course it was 90% her with me giving input and, you know, helping her come up with a name here or there. Like, oh, hey, what superpower should I give this guy? And, you know, helping her figure this out and brainstorming. And that was really, really fun. And if you want to check it out, since we have talked about it, she's got her website up and running.
Yes, finally.
Let me figure out.
I can't pause remember. For the cause, man. We'll do it.
Yeah. Let me.
It's me and you.
Yeah. I mean, we could just cut this out. It's fine. So
it's a feel good episode. This is kind of like a relax.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like to call them eps.
So if you want to check out and learn more about the book, it's called The Guardian's Daughter. You can go to.
Good name.
A.M. McPherson. McPherson.com. So A.M. McPherson.com.
The link to that will be probably on all of our social media soon.
Yes, yes.
On we'll definitely the Discord. Call that out. We will also put it at the in the podcast description.
Yes.
Below. With our link tree. We always put our link tree. We'll put hers with it.
You know, she has a newsletter that you can sign up for that you get a little bit of teases and some inside information about the Guardian's Daughter. And it honestly, you know, of course I'm biased, but it's honestly an enjoyable read. It's a superhero romance, which you don't get to hear about a whole lot. And she has put so much work into this that, you know, I can't help but feel so proud of her for doing this. So
I will kill a few more minutes.
You'll kill a few more minutes. Don't be nice to the minutes.
So I moved this year. I sold a house and bought a house.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this thing. That's why we're talking right now.
I came out here, up here to Northeast Ohio. That's how Russell and I reconnected. That's how we ended up doing a podcast. So it all started in February. I was watching the Super Bowl. It was the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs!
The start of my, like, watching Patrick Mahomes. Like, it shot me back to the 90s, watching Jordan.
Shot me back to
twice.
The 90s!
So, like, the first one, he...
Sorry, I'm like
the
that
Bulls
beer commercial.
Keep doing it. Keep going. Bulls and the Phoenix Suns. And, like, Charles Barkley, even back then, I thought he was fucking hilarious.
Charles
and
Barkley's
then, like, you
hilarious.
Watch him, and you're like, nobody's doing this shit. Nobody's like this. He's fucking amazing, Jordan. And then he does another three-peat after retiring for a few years. And it's just, you know, when you're
he retired
kid,
after three-peats?
You hardly ever, like... It was a rare opportunity. Your parents let you stay up late. There were either
parents were
holiday,
irresponsible,
like 4th of July or New Year's, or like you had a Blockbuster movie night, if you remember that place, you know, or ABC used to do Disney
anymore.
Movie nights where they would play Disney movies on it and then do some Disney shorts and stuff like that. The only time you ever really let me stay up late was to watch Michael Jordan in the finals. And watching Patrick Mahomes this year gave me that same fucking feeling, like you're watching history in action.
And this made awful. Him want to buy a house.
No, but then the next big thing that happened in 2020 for me was selling my house. Bought this place. Now we're here.
Yeah, I helped him move in a little bit. Helped him get some stuff set up. You know, so he moved up. We started
We started talking and...
We created. We made lots and lots
so we
of
made
fantastic...
Pornography together.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad we're on the... Wait a second. Podcast.
Podcast together. I knew it was a P word.
Oh, man. Oh, that was almost... Huh. Oh, man. Oh. That almost got out.
Glad nobody's watching except for... Oh, dear. Somebody's watching.
But no, we created Two Dads and a Podcast. And the name, thanks to our incredible wives...
Yeah.
And this name led to us doing... Probably the most memorable things that we've done this year, and it's interviewing these incredible voice actors. And
because everybody loves dads,
apparently. Yeah, apparently. You know, Chris Sabat, our very first, he's like, I didn't even watch your podcast. I haven't listened to anything. And I just, you know, I saw the name and I was in.
Honestly, I hate you guys, but the name. No,
so,
he was a cool dude.
Yeah,
really
absolutely,
great.
Absolutely. And so we've been doing this thing. This is episode 18, and we have interviewed 10 people. We've aired
six or seven
of them already.
Wow.
We have three more to go. So It's been an incredible, incredible journey. We've been in contact with a few other people that we may be able to interview in the next, you know, few weeks to a couple months. Yep. And I don't know, man. I never saw 2020 leading to this.
Well, the way things are going now,
it's over. 2021, it's just over. The podcast's gonna. Yep. So
I was trying to be profound there.
No.
And you just kind of take two. The way things are going now in 2020, we'll be in 2021 in a couple hours.
Yes. Or already in 2021, depending on what part of the world you're on.
There's no other part of the world, okay? You shut your filthy fucking mouth.
So, there's, you know,
America.
It's just been an incredible, incredible journey. You know, and you know, I'm about to get a little sentimental for you guys and for the listeners and for Felix even. Was my first year, like I said earlier, as a stay-at-home dad, as somebody, I didn't work, you know, I really didn't have anything planned, anything to do. You know, I cook, I clean, and I watch my son 24 hours. And then, you know, I picked up streaming, I set a schedule, I do that a few nights a week. Well, let's be honest, I don't get a whole lot of viewers, but I do it anyway because it gives me some time to myself and to interact and talk. And then the podcast came around and it gave me something to do. It, you know, creating the graphics, editing the video, setting up the streams and the transitions and all of this stuff, I don't know that I would be in as good of a place as I am now without having both my Twitch stream and the podcast, and especially the podcast. And you know, Thanksgiving is the time for giving thanks for everything, but we are literally a couple hours out from being a completely new year, and I still can't believe what we've accomplished in just a few short months with this podcast, and it has kept me out of some dark places. So it's
choked up. Get choked up.
That's no, just the alcohol going down, dude. Just
yeah. Sorry, that's what I was talking about. Rough. No, it was great, and it's been great, and I hope it continues to be great.
Yeah, and honestly, even if we don't get as many interviews in 2021 as we've gotten just in the past few short months.
Don't worry, if we don't, I'll create another disease that makes us all stay home and work from Zoom. They'll have nothing.
It'll be called
ZoomVid
19.
No. So, like, and I've been working, Russell doesn't know yet. I've been working hard. I've been teasing for at least a month that we're going to produce another show. It's going to be a history-based show. I've been working on the scripts. The only thing I have left to do is logistically figuring out how to record it between me and the other co-host.
This one's namely going to be Felix here. It's namely going to be Joe, but I'm going to help out where I can.
Yeah, I imagine you're going to be involved quite heavily with
the technical recording side of things.
Probably, yeah, technical side of things, and then you know you'll do the laugh track in the background.
No, I have to laugh like Tidus from Final Fantasy X. Ha, yeah. Ha, 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 ha.
But it'll involve, I'll have to make a journey out to the co-host's house. I'll have to give her the mic and teach her how to set up on Discord and stuff like that. But I have 14 scripts written out, ready to go. And I'm working on others. Like, I've been putting in the work. We're ready to start recording. We're going to roll it out within a month or two. It just working on the logistics, and it'll be a history-based podcast, but not like what you're used to. Not going to be normal history. It's going to be weird.
It's going to be awkward.
Fucking history.
It's going to be uncomfortable.
Fucking awkward.
And you are going to listen.
It's honestly, it's taken what I tried the first time, cutting out the parts nobody liked and leaving in the parts everybody loved, which is the history.
Which we're very soon going to cut out the parts that nobody likes here. So soon it's just going to be Tired Dad and a podcast.
Yeah.
And I will have two top five
as much as you, so that I
so we can alternate every other week.
No, but I mean, this is the plan. This is the goal moving forward, which is without stressing ourselves out too much, sort of starting to layer on, pile on more interviews, more podcasts, more content to you,
more the dads,
one, the and new podcast.
Possibly moms and single people too.
Right. For sure. Then single moms. We'll just wrap it all up into one.
There you go.
The new podcast is not going to be streamed on Twitch.
It is not. Nope.
Mm-mm. Sorry.
You don't get that one.
We can't schedule everything like that or else.
I would go insane.
Not yet. The new podcast, which will be entitled Storytime, will be coming to you sometime in 2021.
Sometime.
I can say December
31st, 7 p.m. Episode 1. Oh, man. Yeah, guys. Last episode recorded in 2020. We are just a few hours out of the new year.
All right, let's
we're gonna roll this close. We're gonna get out of here. Of course, as always, guys, you can follow, like, subscribe, support us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can support us on Patreon at the $5 tier. You get access to the full unedited interviews. And you can, of course, listen to us wherever podcasts are found, which if you're listening to us, you probably found us on a podcast website.
Just don't forget to email us at 2dep2020@gmail.com. Rate and review. Listen responsibly.
Please allow up to 15 minutes after listening before getting in the pool. But we're gonna hop off here. We're gonna go enjoy the rest of our New Year's Eve. I gotta get things ready to watch our annual Die Hard, where Hans Gruber hits the ground at midnight
and says yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
I mean, he says that, but not at midnight.
He's says dead,
it before
right?
midnight. Yeah.
In the movie?
Yeah, he dies at the end.
I mean, he's dead in real life, too. I love you all. I love each and every one of you. Yeah, I didn't need that last part.
No, we could have left that out.
Happy New Year's, y'all.
Happy New Year's, we'll guys. See, take it easy.
In 2021.
Yes.
If you're listening to this on the podcast, it is 2021, and we've seen you.